welcome back into my house, Rosie on the House, your weekend wake-up call, where in the 7 o'clock hour, we just try and feature different areas of our great state of Arizona, as well as events that are going on. Now, the rest of the show is pretty much the traditional what you've gotten used to listen to the last 28 years. I'm here. My darling wife, sweet Jennifer, is here. Our broadcast engineer is here, Mike Reisch. Romy is actually up at Boyce Thompson Arboretum, just below the town of Superior, Arizona, where they are having the tree climbing contest. He broadcast from the NAU campus last year. This was at Boyce Thompson this year. And he'll be joining us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. John J. Harper will be here to answer your questions. The 9 o'clock hour will do open lines for any project you're trying to tackle. Give us a call and let me help you with tool selection, product selection, give you a few tips of the trade to try and get that project done just a little bit easier and more professional. The 10 o'clock hour, we're going to kind of piggyback on our article that we published today in the Arizona Republic about what do you do with an illegal room addition.
So you didn't pull a permit, you built something, now you want to sell it.
That's right. Or what a lot of people are finding now is they've bought a flipped home that wasn't done with a permit or a licensed contractor, and now they want to do something to the house, and in the research, they're finding out things weren't done according to code. Flip houses, boy, we're going to have another whole show on that. The last time we did it lit up the phone lines because there are so many disgruntled owners of flipped homes.
Well, from what I hear, they're here to stay, so you need to know how to handle that. Hey, you got a couple of nice texts this morning. David says, good grief, Rosie the Cajun, welcome to the Wild West.
Yeah, man. So
he enjoyed your story. And then I have, good morning, Romero family. Thank you for a really beautiful way to wake up. Since I live in Star Valley, your program this morning really touches my heart.
Star Valley. The only thing wrong with Star Valley is they got speed traps on both sides of the town, coming and going.
I'm sure that they're very happy about that.
We got to find Barb Browning.
We do. And you got to thank Miss Margaret. You know what? I'm going to take, it's actually Dr. Margaret.
Okay.
And I'm going to take one of these books back. You can pick one for her to sign to you.
Okay.
She's had these quite a while. I was looking through them.
Thanks to Barb Browning, who gifted us a poem, a book of poetry that she wrote, Arizona Glimpses. But Barb, we'd love to send you a thank you note. And somehow I absentmindedly opened the envelope, didn't save the return address. We don't know how to thank you for it. So get back in touch with us real quick.
Now here's a event right up your alley. It's coming up, but it's not coming up till July.
I just found out about it yesterday.
It's already on your calendar?
And I'm trying to think of things I can sell to raise cash.
To raise cash. Oh, for all the books you're going to buy. I think we need to start like a Rosie Romero library, like a president's library, so I can have a place to live. But it's not till July 23rd. But if you're an Arizona author, this is a great place to come and display your book and your works. It's presented by the Arizona Professional Writers and Gila Community College, July 23rd, 9 to 4, and you get to go out and meet the authors. You can meet people like Buckshot Dot. What do you think about that? You can see our favorite historian, Marshall Trimble. And some new people came up, new authors came up on our radar yesterday. Jinx and Jane Peace Pyle have written a lot about the history of the state. And not all the books are history, but of course that's the ones that you kind of gravitate towards.
Arizona authors. I wonder if I bring all these books I have, can you contact them and ask, would it be rude for me to bring all these books and try and get the authors to sign them?
Okay.
Is that corny?
Well, I don't know. I guess you could keep them in the car if you meet them. You could ask them. Go back and dig them out.
Well, we pulled out, I just kind of went through my library last night and pulled out books having to do with Gila County. And I'm going to tell you, I was very, very fortunate to walk into the offices of Arizona Highways one day about 8 or 9 years ago. And they were clearing out like the basement of books that never sold. And they were all stacked on this back wall. And I looked at Wynn. I said, where are those books going? He says, well, we're not sure yet. I said, well, can I look through some of them? He said, you can look through all of them that you want. I found a book that I don't see movies twice, and I don't very often read a book twice. But there is a book published by it was a bicentennial project by the Pumpkin Center Homemakers.
Does it have a published date?
And it's called The History of Tonto. Now, most people don't know where the name Tonto comes from. But the Apaches that occupied that particular area of Arizona as the as the white settlers began coming in and they were receiving backup support from the American cavalry, the army, the Apache, the White Mountain Apaches, figured there's no let's not fight. You know, let's just settle this peacefully. The other Apaches, they call them fools. And the word for fool in the Apache tongue is tonto.
So the Apaches called the white man fools?
No.
No.
The Apaches called the other Apaches that were willing to fight tontos. So, but this book on Tonto area peels apart every landmark in Gila County, telling you where it got its name, who homesteaded, which valleys, which ridges. I mean, you and I have gone and we've explored all around the old Fort Reno area, which was a base prior to construction of the Roosevelt Dam. I mean, there was an entire community living at the junction of Tonto and Salt River. And that's exactly where the dam was built. But this book, History of Tonto, as put together as a bicentennial project by the Pumpkin Center Homemakers, is awesome.
Now, but before you move on, there's another way you can learn history without going buying all these books. Okay, just to supplement it.
What have you got against my books?
My space. I'm trying to respect the space. So there's a website. It's called azmemory.azlibrary.gov. And when you go on there, it has lots of collections of things that are out of print in like little PDFs. But it also has audio interviews with some people who we no longer have. So it's just an amazing website. You could spend all day on there just visiting with the people who used to live there then. So it's pretty cool.
And you were talking about Jane Peace.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And so I've got a book of hers here, History of Gisela. Now, I've heard it called Gisela. But I've always said Gisela.
Well, I don't want to open that can of worms after all we went through with Casa Grande.
Now, yeah, right. We can't even get Casa Grande right. Yeah,
I know. So just take it.
Jane married Jinx.
Okay.
And Jinx wrote a book about the Pleasant Valley War. Now, and that's the feud between the Grahams and the Tewksburys that took place in Gila County. And, you know, you always hear about the other famous family feud, the Hatfields and McCoys. Hatfield and McCoy feud resulted in 13 dead.
Too many.
The Graham-Tewksbury feud, called the Pleasant Valley Wars, resulted in 40 men being killed.
I wonder what percentage of the population it was at that time. That's a lot of people.
Well, the last one killed was actually killed on the streets of Phoenix, Arizona. I guess they ran into each other accidentally and one got the drop on the other.
Whoops.
But the Pleasant Valley War, an incredible story. It's an incredible book by Jinx Pyle. I've got that. And they say Jinx is going to be one of the authors at the festival,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, okay. Both of them together.
I'll tell you one of my favorite books of the area as well. It's actually a Falcon guide, and Falcon makes a lot of books about just guides of different areas, but they have one by Dave Wilson called Hiking Ruins Seldom Seen, and if you want a book that'll take you back into some of the most remote corners and canyons of Gila County, get a copy of this, and the reward will be at the end of each one of these hikes, you will be able to put your hands on and rest and touch, take a nap, have a sandwich in and amongst ruins that are over 1,000 years old.
Wow.
Some very, very special places. Now, we're talking about how to pronounce things.
Okay.
I don't know how to pronounce this family's name. It's spelled H-A-U-G-H-T. I don't know
Haut?
If that's... I would say Haut. The best book ever written on Gila County is Pioneer Hunters of the Rim. It's a paperback. It's only 84 pages long, but it is Babe Haut taking a train from Dallas to Globe in the 1880s, walking from Globe up Tonto Creek to the headwaters of Tonto Creek and homesteading at the Mogollon Rim. And his story of him and his brother homesteading for a year, walking back to Globe, taking the train to Dallas, getting their wives and their kids, coming back, and then taking a buckboard wagon from Globe to the base of the Mogollon. It is a fabulous story. There's a story in here where one of the children ends up breaking a leg. It gets infected. She has to take the child to L.A. to a special pediatric hospital. They're gone for like 2 years. There's no fax machines. There's no cell phones. I mean, they had to write
mail service.
They had to ride a horse to Payson, a stagecoach to Phoenix, a train to L.A.
They made them tough back then.
Golly. You know, and if you hunters of the rim.
And if you like more historical fiction, Marguerite Noble was actually born in 1910 in the town of Roosevelt in the Arizona Territory. Mm. And actually, if you go on the Payson Museum website, you can listen to her talk about the history of the area. But she wrote a book called Fillory, and it's the story of her family. And she says it's like a real story. It's not romanticized. It's kind of the real deal.
Well, we have good memories of Gila County as well. Jennifer and I honeymooned at Cole's Ranch.
We did.
You remember the song the guy was playing in the bar that night on his guitar?
You know.
Knock and the door will answer.
I had a different one, but you're right. Yes. And it was snowing.
Was snowing. Absolutely. And we were supposed to spend last night in Gila County. It was the plan that Jennifer and I would be spending the night in Globe at the Nofsker Hill Inn. But due to technical difficulties in the broadcast and some people being out, we decided we needed to be here. Romy went to Nofsker Hill Inn, and we're going to hear about it. We talked to him for a little bit last night, and he said, Dad, you're going to be really sorry that you didn't make this trip. So I'm dying to see it. Romy's going to be reporting in this next segment just about what that inn is like.
We'll have to ask him about the roads, too. The highway's being widened up there, so it's really a mess between Superior and Globe. Is that right?
Yeah, I call it the Queen Creek Chute.
Yeah, you're just like coming out of a waterfall, but they're widening it, and they've removed 90,000 cubic yards of rock and material. Well, now they're ready to put it all back together. So there's going to be some road closures between March 1st and the end of April. Oh. Most of it happens on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but the first weekend of March, it's a mess. So just check your highway reports before you try to head up, because it says take alternative route, and there's just not too many other ways to get up there.
What do you do? Take Fish Creek Trail up the Apache Trail? That'd be a long detour. When we get back, we'll be hearing from Romy from Boyce Thompson Arboretum. He's there for the tree climbing contest.